Right, we are on Daf Mem Vav Amin Aleph at the two dots. So the Gemara says that Heichan Birkas Hazimun. So you mentioned yesterday, as we already saw several times in Rashi, that this concept of Zimun is referred to as a bracha. So up until there is Birkas Hazimun. So let's just understand exactly what the Gemara Shaila is. Rashi says, Adheichan Birkas Hazimun Shetzrich Aliyah is Shleisha, Ukishin Shnayim Loy Yemrua. Meaning, up until where is considered to be the Birkas Hazimun, that you need to have three people for it, and when there's two, you don't say it. So, let's look at just one line of the Gemara, and we'll come back. So, the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Amar Ad Nevarech, Rav Sheshes Amar Ad Hazon. So Rav Nachman says, the Birkas Hazimun is when we say Nevarech and Baruch, that is the Birkas Hazimun, which that, the way Rashi explained, wouldn't be so schwer, which means that if you don't have three people, you would leave out the whole Nevarech, Shechal Nemishalai Baruch, Shechal Nemishalai, you would leave all of that out. But what becomes very difficult to understand is Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Ad Hazon. Up until, including Hazon, meaning the first paragraph of benching, the first paragraph of Birkas Hamazon, Hazon Es Ha'olam, Hazon Es Ha'kol, that is included in Birkas Hazimun. So let's go ahead and read Rashi one more time. Rashi said, Ad Heichan Birkas Hazimun Shet Srichin Liyo Shleisho Kishim Shnayim Lo Yemroa. So when there's two people, you don't need to say it. So it comes out, according to Sheshes, L'chira, Adavar Tamua. According to Rashi, it comes out Adavar Tamua that if there's only two people, if a fellow's eating by himself, you don't say the first paragraph of benching. Because that's included in Birkas Hazon, Birkas Hazimun. That seems to be very strange. And that's Tezis Kasha. Tezis asks a number of questions. Tezis asks a number of questions in Rashi, and this is the first one. If you look at Tezis the Ramaschor, Ad Heichan Birkas Hazimun, Pish Rashi, Ad Hazon, Neva Hazon Bechlau, Shnai Meinem Mevorchem Hazon. That means, the way Tezis understands Rashi, Kipshutai, that if a person is benching by themselves, they simply omit the very first bracha. Seems to be a Pella. As a factasis. Valenihira. The Birkas Hazon, the Araisa. The Birkas Hazon is the Araisa. The Eich Yachid Potamina. How is it possible to say that a Yachid leaves out Birkas Hazon? It's Kenish Zayin factasis. That's question number one. Question number two. V'oi Dakaim Allah and Kerv Sheshes. Bisuri. We pass in whenever there's a Machlikas Tuner of Nachman and of Sheshes. Say we're downing on Dini Mominus. We pass in like of Nachman. If we're dining on other things, we pass like of Jesus. So it comes out, Yachid Aymer Shnaim. According to Jesus, it comes out that every single time a Yachid benches, in other words, in a situation where you don't have a Zimun, so you're only going to say two brachas midiraisa. You're going to say Birkas Aretz and the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. Factasis, you want to tell me that according to Jesus, the Kaimelon Kavosei, you're only going to say two brachas. There's not going to be gimel brachas. Seems to be a davar pel, a kamen kavsheshes. So let's say yachad aymer shnayim, or behold, duch the nakit shalosh brachas. So we always speak about gimel brachas. What is in alamichet? It's a bracha achas mein shalosh. But according to kavsheshes, that if birkas hazimun extends up until inclusive of the very first bracha, comes that you only say two brachas. What are you going to tell me that every single time in Shas when it speaks about that you make gimel brachas, we're going to make an ukimta every time and say it's always speaking about where you have a zimun? That doesn't make much sense. That's not very good to do. We all know that you make gimel brachas midiraisa, Birkas Hazon, Birkas Haaretz, and Bnei Yerushalayim. Void the Mitzvah Lekamon bePirkin Uvirachas zeBirkas Hazimun as Hashem Lakeach zeBirkas Hazon. The Kashal Sheishes Yemer Hazon zeBirkas Hazimun. So Fractus is a number of questions. Again, Rashi is learning the Shaila of the Gemara. Ad heichan birkas azimun. And Rashi says it means up until when what is included in birkas azimun, that if you have less than three, you omit birkas azimun. And one of the opinions which of the Gemara of Sheshis is until birkas azon, the first paragraph of benching. Fractus says, you can tell me that you don't recite the first paragraph of birkas amazon if you don't have azimun. So Tezah says a different shot. Lachen Yishal Farish. Dekoi Adla'el. We're going back on the previous Gemara, which we saw in Mehamed Beis. Dekoi Adla'el Mafsik L'Shnayim. If two people want a bench, one person has to stop. And we saw, according to Rashi, it meant it's a Derech Eretz for the one person to stop. Oh boy, Nami, and now the Gemara is questioning. Now the Gemara wants to know. Oh boy, Ad Heichan. Sarach Lahamtin. Up until where does the one person need to stop? Does he need to stop until they say all of Birkas Hamazon? That's the Shaila. Ad Heichan Sarach Lahamtin. Ad Shivarcha Shnayim. So the first opinion is Ad Nevarich, which is Reb Nachman. Shevizoma Ad Sheyigmru Hazon. Lamisham Ve'elach Yochel Yochid Lecho. And so on. That is the Shaila of the Gemara. The Shaila is not what does a Yachid or what do two people omit if they don't have a Zimun, that we would say you omit the first paragraph of benching, Hayitachin. Main. It means up until when is considered Birkas HaZimun that a Yachid who had to stop because two people are ready to bench, until where does he need to stop? That is the Shaila of the Gemara according to. He has to stop eating, he needs to listen. Exactly. That is the Shaila of the Gemara. Yeah. Yeah. That is how we pass him, correct. So again, Ad Eichan Birkas Aziman of Nachman Amar Ad Nevarech, and Sheshis Amar Ad Azon. Name the Kitanoi. The Tani Chada, we have one bright which says, Birkas Amazin Shtayim Shalish. Birkas Amazin is either two or three brachas. Tani, we have another bright which says, Shalish Arba. Right? It's either three or four. So two brachas, one brisa says Birkas Hamazon is either two or three brachas. One brisa says it's either three or four brachas. So the Gemara says, Savrua, we thought to say the Kuliyama Dativa Mitzv Lavdi Araisi. We thought to say that we're not discussing Ateva Mitzv, because Ateva Mitzv anyway is only Midrabonim. Speaking of brachas, Baruch Atah Adino Lehinam Achilom Shakolni Abidvaray. So we thought to say that no one's discussing Ateva Meitiv in this equation when we're dining on two or three or four. So forget about Ateva Meitiv for a moment. So Ruda Koliyam Ateva Meitiv Lav Diraisi. My love, the Bahakim Iflagi, Man the Armishtaim Vishalish, Kisavar Ad Hazan. So the Braisa which says that at times you will recite two brachas, at times you will recite three brachas, surely that Braisa is going like Rav Sheshis. And therefore, how could you have a situation where you're benching and you're only going to say two brachas because you're a Yachid, there's no Zimun, and therefore you can leave out the first paragraph, you can leave out the first bracha of Hazan. So again, my lab, if we demand the Amishtaim, the Sholish, Kisavar, Ad Hazan, Uman, the Amishtaim, the Arba, and the other Bryce, which says, Birkas Hamazon has either three or four brachas, Kisavar, Ad Nevarech, which means to say that if you don't have a Zimun, so you're going to have three brachas, dear Isa. If you have a Zimun, you'll have the fourth bracha, which is the bracha of Zimun. So it seems to be we can neatly explain the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis by saying it's actually the subject of a machlekes tanoim.
What's the fourth bracha? The actual
Zimun. Birkas Hazimun. Yeah, we're calling it.
The Rabbi Sain of Arev.
Well, not the words Rabbi Sain of Arev, but Yehi Sheim and Baruch Shachalnu. That we're calling the bracha, 100%. Exactly. By the way, it's quite interesting to note. We paskin that Zimun is the Rabbanan. Zimun is the Rabbanan. The Chazon Ish says from this Gemara, it's mashma that Zimun is the Araisa. Because what does the Gemara do over here? The Gemara says name the Ketanai. We have one brayz which says Birkas Amazon is either two or three brachas. We have one brayz which says Birkas Amazon is either three or four brachas. Now, let's leave out HaTayiv HaMeita. That's Dirabonin. We're not discussing Dirabonins over here. We're discussing brachas Diraisa. So, the Gemara has set the stage over here that we're only discussing Diraisas, and we're explaining whether or not it's two or three, or three or four, as to whether or not it's with a Zimun, or without a Zimun. So says the Chazanish, it seems to be that we are treating the concept of Zimun as a Diraisa. That's what seems to come out.
Yeah,
could you say it? We pass Mizrah Bonin, correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct, that's what we pass. Yeah, so Tosis kind of goes through the whole Hemshech HaGemara according to his shot. Yeah, so that's what the Gemara wanted to suggest, that really Tzemachlik is Tanoim. Says the Gemara, Loi, Rav Nachman Metaratz L'Tamei, Rav Sheshes Metaratz L'Tamei. Rav Nachman, who said that Birkas HaZimun ends by the first bracha, before the first bracha. So Rav Nachman Metaratz L'Tamei, the what the Kuli Alma Ad Nevarich. The Birkas HaZimun does not include into the actual bracha of Birkas HaMazin. So Manda Amar Shalosh V'Arba Shapir. Meaning, if I have a Zimun, then I'll have four brachas. If I don't have a Zimun, I'll have three brachas. Now the question on Rav Nachman was the Braisa which says that the Birkas HaMazon is either two or three brachas. How is he ever going to explain that you have two brachas? I mean, that doesn't make any sense, because if Birkas HaZimun ends before the beginning of benching, and benching is always three brachas, you're always going to have a minimum of three. So how would you ever have two? That doesn't make sense. Amad Amishtayim Sholeish, Amalacha says Rav Nachman Hacha Bebirkas Poyalim Askinon. We'll make an akimta in the Braisa, and we will say we're speaking about when Poyalim bench. The Amar Mar says the Bach. The Amar Mar Bracha Rishena Kitikuna. When Poyalim bench, the first bracha is Kitikuna. Hazanas Olam. Until Hazanas HaKol. Now, Shnia, says the Bach, Peseach Bebirkas Haaretz, you begin with Neida Lecha, Bekolim Bnei Yerushalayim, and you incorporate the concept of Malchus Beis David Bnei Yerushalayim in that second bracha, because you are, your time is not your own, you are Meshubid for Malacha for the Balabayis, so therefore there's an abridged version of Birkas HaMazon, and that is shot in this price, which is two or three. It's speaking about Poyalim and so on. That is the way Rav Nachman will explain. Rav Sheshes Metaratz L'Tamei, how is Rav Sheshes going to explain? So again, what was Rav Sheshes? Again, we'll just stick with Rashi. Rav Sheshes said, you know what Birkas HaZimun is? Birkas HaZimun is Kolel, the very first paragraph of benching. So Rav Sheshes Metaratz L'Tamei, the Guli Alma Ad Hazon. That made sense according to Sheshes. Meaning, if you don't have a Zimun, you're a Yachid, you're benching by yourself, you're going to omit the first paragraph. You've only got Neid Elacha and Rachim. We're finishing with the Bnei Yerushalayim. So that Braisa makes sense, two or three. Mando Mishalosh Ba'arba, how do you get a fourth bracha? How would you ever have a fourth bracha? How does that make sense? Because now we're going to say that not like this Savrua, we know that every Savrua in Shas, with possibly, well, at least one exception, but see if like one or two exceptions, there's a thesis in Baba Basra who says, at the beginning of Baba Basra, for that Beis of an Aleph in Baba Basra, I think it's Beis of an Aleph, Savrua, it says, Ashutim Shotzila, Lasis, Mechitza, Bainan, Sakosal, Bamsa. So Savrua Hai Mechitza is Guda. It's a Shaila what the word Mechitza means. Taisa says, this Savrua remains Lamaskana. Taisa needs to tell us, because every Savrua in Shas always means the Bnei Yeshiva thought to say X. Whenever you see a Savrua, you can pretty much rest assured that Lamaskana, that's going to fall away. So, says the Gmarnain, not like we thought, but rather, Ateva Meitiv is the Araisa. It is the Araisa. Fine. Good, so Kapanim, what do we have at this stage? We have a Machlekes. The Gemara's question was, Ad Heichan Birkas HaZimun. Rav Nachman said up until the Varich and Baruch Shechalnu and so on, and Rav Sheshi said Ad Hazan, and we thought to say it's Machlekes Tanoim, and we said each of them can be Metaretz L'Tamei. So now the Gemara is going to bring several proofs.
There's no other lashon anywhere other than Me'ein Shalish.
Right, that's what we mentioned. We mentioned in the Kasha that we never say Bracha Achas Main Days, right? We never said that. We mentioned that in Chanam. Yeah, correct. Fine. Says the Gemara like this. Om Rabbi Yosef, Teitad Ateva Meitiv Lav Diaraisa. I will prove that Ateva Meitiv is not Diaraisa. Ateva Meitiv is definitely not Diaraisa. What's my raya? Shaharei Payalim Oikrim Oisa. I mean, the very fact that the Chacham said, you know what, if you're a worker and you're Meshubit to someone else, just leave it out. It must be that it's Dirabonin. If you look at Rabbi Kiveger over in the Gilyan Ashas, he sends it back to the Tezayin of an Aleph to Tezfus of Rechaisim. Tezfus over there says, it says, Rechaisim beBirkas Aretz, that you conclude with Birkas Aretz. Abu Gav Dimidiraisa Haim. So how can Chazal fiddle around with the Nisach HaBracha? That doesn't bother us. That's not the first time we see Chazal telling us not to do things. Yesh Kayach Biat Chacham Mulacher Dav Minatera. Chayol Betrudin B'malachis Balabayis. So says Thesis, don't get so flustered. The Chazal can fiddle around with the Nisach HaBracha, which is even the Araisa. Chazal have got a kayach to tell us to do something, v'sheva al tasa. Don't say it. Don't do it. Don't take a lulav. Don't take a shofar, and so on. So, Rav Kiveger is being mitzayin. What is Rabbi Yisrael saying? I'll prove to you that Ateva Meitiv is only the Rabbanan, because the Pilum leave it out. According to Tesis, that's not a proof. That's not such a proof. Fine. Am Rabbi Yitzchak by Shmuel, by Marisim, Shmei, the Rav, Teda. Ateva Meitiv Lav Diaraisa. I'll prove to you that it's Lav Diaraisa. What is the proof? Sha'arei Peser Ba Bibaruch. Because you begin the bracha with Baruch. Now we know usually if you have a sequence of brachas, so the first one you open up with Baruch, like at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But then, Ata Gibor, Ata Kadosh, Ata Chayinen. You don't open up with Baruch because it's a bracha smukha l'chavrata. If you're going to have a bracha which appears in a sequence and it opens up with a baruch, that seemingly sets off a red flag. Well, why are you opening up with a baruch? There must be something interesting about this particular one. For instance, where's a good example of this? Sheva brachas. Sheva brachas. So we say stasis, sameach tesamach, and then we say baruch atah Hashem lekenem el chalom. Ashebara, we begin with Baruch Atah Hashem. The reason why is because often it's said by itself, right? Sometimes you only say Baruch Achrita. It's the Baruch Yechida at times only, and therefore you are a Pesach with a Baruch. So the Gemara is saying, like if there's no Panim Chadashis. So we say like this. So he said, I'll prove to you that it's Lav Diraisa. Sharei. Peseach ba baruch. You open up with a baruch. Vein chesem ba baruch. Okay, the time like we learned in the brayz. The kol baruch is kulon peseach behen ba baruch. The chesem behen ba baruch. Who it's me birkas aperis. Birkas aperis is different. It's a short bracha. O birkas amitzas short bracha. O bracha smucha lechavrita. O bracha chreine should be kriya shma. Yesh men shepeser ben bebarach ve'ein chesem bebarach ve'yesh men shechesem ben bebarach ve'ein peser bebarach va'teva neitiv peser bebarach ve'ein chesem bebarach nichlal de bracha b'fnei atzmei. So that is the raya, meaning if this would be a part of the sequence of the brachas diaraisa, which midiraisa you need to say hazan, and then birkas ha'aretz, and then you need to say the bracha of Yerushalayim and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and you need to say Ateva Meitiv, so then just begin with without the Baruch. And the fact that you're beginning with Baruch, it must be that this was something which was later added, and this is something which is different, and hence you don't. Let's maybe look at the last two Rashi's. Rashi says, "Sharei Pesach ba b'baruch." You begin with Baruch. The Eidi Araisa he have you smoke alachavrta the Ein Pesach ba b'baruch. Had this been a bracha midiraisa, then it's considered to be juxtaposed to the previous one, and you would need not begin with Baruch. Kidedanya yesh mehen gegoin birkas peiris and mitzvahs peseach ve'inachaisim. The time of mefarsh bar v'psachim. Mishum dekula chadahida. It's one short, succinct idea. Bari pri ha'etz. Amot yilechem in aretz, and so on. Vein hefzik dover. Tchina edover ache besecha. Kemejiyish bekiddush. Ki huyam tchila mikrei kodesh. Vein chilanu and so on. And therefore, that's the reason why it's a short, succinct brach and so on. We're not going to go through it inside, but the bottom tesis over here is quite famous insofar as tesis goes through many brachas, which we say, asher yatsa, alakai neshama, and so on, and explains why some of them do, why some of them don't, and so on.
Of course, this omen by the brach of Yerushalayim, that omen was never there.
Well, I mean, it's a good point you're raising. If you would say that Ateva Meitiv is Diraisa, then it wouldn't make sense to say Amen, because we learned yesterday that Kol Ha'ayna Amen Achar Kol Dechais of Harezer Meshubach, because it's the end of a section, that's only Ladidon that we say that it's the Rabbanim, but if you say it's Diraisa, then Hanami wouldn't do that, correct. good. Fine. Says the Gemara, another raya. Omar changes it to Omar from Omar. Omar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Teda that Teva Meitiv Lav Diraisa. Shaharei Oikrin Oysa Bebeis Ha'Ovel. So Pashuk Shat in this Gemara is that the fourth bracha Birkas Hamazon is not said in a Beis Ovel. Kidatanya, let's see. We learned in a Braisa. It says in Meseches Tzmachis. Mahem Aimrim Bebeis Ha'Avel. Now you could learn that this Gemara, this Brice in the Maseches Machas means what is said in the Beis Ha'Avel Lav Dafka during Birkas Hamazon. And as perhaps when they're sitting Shiva, they would say this bracha. There's a separate bracha, and there are already Shalim who learn that, like this. But the Gemara, I mean, the Rash understands, is that this is within benching. And we'll mention a difficulty in this also. Mahim Aimrim Bebeis Ha'Avel, Baruch Hatev Ha'Meitiv. You say the Bracha of Hatev Ha'Meitiv. Meaning, and I guess, okay, let's just finish. Rosh Bekiva Aimer, Baruch Dayin Ha'Emes. You say the Bracha of Dayin Ha'Emes. So, Freg the Gemara, according to the Tanakam, who said Hatev Ha'Meitiv, Hatev Ha'Meitiv in Dayin Emes Loi, where you don't say Dayin Ha'Emes, Ela'ema Af Hatev Ha'Meitiv. So Pashup Shat, it seems to be the Tanakhama says you say Dino Emes and Hateva Meitiv. And Rabbi Kiva says you only say Hateva Meitiv. Kiva says, you only say Dino Emes. So, I mean, let's think about this. If we're speaking specifically in Birkas Hamazon, where does Dino Emes come in? Like, we don't say Dino Emes during Birkas Hamazon. Number one. If we are speaking about during Birkas Hamazon, why would Rabbi Kiva say that you take out the fourth bracha? We're going to take it out in a base offer. We're not going to say, I mean, this is part of the Iker. I mean, it's part, even if you want to say it's only the Rabbanan, but it's still from the Iker Nusach, which we say, it seems to be a strange thing. The Maisa, that is the way Rashi learns. Rabbeinu Yonah says, we're not discussing Birkas Hamazon, we're discussing Stam, what is said in the base offer. But there's plenty of questions. I mean, there's questions on Rabbeinu Yonah also. But again, the Pashup Shat seems to be, if you look at Rashi says, Shari Oikrin Isa Bebeis Ha'Avel Aliba de Bekiva. I mean, according to Bekiva, you don't say Hatev Ha'Meitiv in a Beis Ha'Avel. That is a bracha which is removed from the Birkas Hamazon. I don't know, maybe it has to do with that. We know the Gemara says in brachas that on Besiris Tevis one says Ateva Meitiv, and on Besiris Rois one says Dina Emes. So to say the bracha of Ateva Meitiv which is what you do on good, happy occasions, that's not something which you can say in a Beis Avol, and therefore, you know, not like Rabbeinu Yena, according to Rashi and Hanabi, especially. I mean, because it's the Rabbanan, we Chazal have the ability with a Heimamru veHeimamru to say it's inappropriate to say Ateva Meitiv. It's a little bit fair to say that because it's not true. The Gemara says, if Meis loy Meis, a person Rachman Latzlan loses a karv, so they say Ateva Meit, they say Dynamis, but if they got a million-pound patrimony, they say Atev Ametiv. So it's not that there is a din that an Aval is not allowed to say Atev Ametiv. If the Aval Yarshin is a big Yerusha, it does say Atev Ametiv. So, I don't know, I was trying to suggest that maybe Rav Akiva was saying that you don't say Atev Ametiv. It could still be Mechalik, but I'm sorry, yeah? Oh, so we're going to get to that, now. At least it's something which the Gemara says, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, not so clear as to whether or not we say this anymore. Fine. So the Gemara says, Achaponim, that I'll prove to you that Hatev Meitiv is only Derabbanan by virtue of the fact that it's Nekar in a Beis Avol. Gedetani, my name is a Beis Avol. Baruch Hatev Meitiv, Rav Akiva, Rav Dan Emes, Hatev Meitiv, Dan Emes Leila, Apatev Meitiv. Good. Marzutra Ikla Lebei Ravashi. They went to the house of Rav Ashi. Isra Bey Milsa, which some in the Rif and the Rosh, the Gira says, Isra Milsa Bebrei. Something happened to his son, i.e. he lost his son. Pasach Ubarich, Atev Ametiv, Kel Emes, Dayon Emes, Shefet Betzedek, Lekeach Bamishpat, Shalat Beiloma, Elasis Beikrit Seinei, Kichol Derach of Mishpat, Shahakal Shalai Vanachnu Amay Vavada Vabachan Nachnu Chayavim Lahoide Islai Ula Vorachai Goyder Karatzeis B'Yisrael Hu Yibder Asapirza Azeis B'Yisrael Lachayim. So that was the bracha which was said. Again, not so clear from the Gemara if it means this was a separate bracha which was said, or this is what was incorporated into the Birkas Amazon. Fine. Now the Gemara goes back, and again, we'll learn the Sigi like Rashi, Tesis, because Tesis learned one way, he's going to learn this Gemara a different way, so we have to see the whole Sigi according to Tesis. But now the Gemara continues, and says, Leheichan hu choizer. To where does he go back? So let's take a look at Rashi over here, about 6-7 lines down. Leheichan hu choizer, mi shenit starith leziman. Vamran leal, alivativ sheishis birkas ziman ad hazan. So this fellow, he needed to stop eating until the Mavarach finished Birkas Hazan. So, Reuben and Shimon are ready to bench. Levi is still eating. Levi needed to stop for Reuben and Shimon. Reuben and Shimon, let's say Reuben was one who benched, and he benched until Hazan, and Levi had to stop. So now we say the Hazan Zesh Hifsik. Now, and Levi, who is Mafsik, is Chayzer. The Gomer Sudasai Lehechan Hu Chayzer Levarich Laachash Yigmer Sudasai. So what does Levi do? Do we say that up until including Hazan, Shein Yetzer Gevein? But he's already been Yetzer with Hazan from Reuven, when Reuven was Mavarich. So he would just start from Neutelacha. Does he do that? Or does he go back to the beginning? What should he do? That's the Shah of the Gemara. Hanu Chayzer. Rav Zvid Mishmid Abaya Omar. Chayzer L'Reish. He goes back to the beginning. V'Rabban Amri L'Makim Shepasak. He goes and he continues from where he left off. From Neide L'Cha. V'Helchasa L'Makim Shepasak. And that's how we pass him. Let's just see Rashi. Rashi says, Chayzer L'Reish L'Tchilas Hazan. And some explain that the pshat is that because he continued his meal, so even though he's already heard Hazan from the Mezamein, but he continues to eat. So if he continues to eat, so then he would have to go back to the beginning. The other, the Rabbanan said, L'makim shepasak, L'birkas ha'aretz, kishar yochid. meaning he's already been Yetzer Zimun, and therefore he's no longer Mechuyev in three brachas as such, right? So he's already been Yetzer the first bracha, and therefore he would continue from Neidah Lecha. Agav, the Pnei Yeshua says over here, very interesting. So imagine, if you will, Reuven and Shimon benched, Levi continues to eat for 20 minutes, and now Levi is going to bench. Rabbanan say that Levi, you should begin with the second bracha. So what, you're going to start out and say, Neidah Lecha? I mean, where's your bracha smucha lechavrata? You've been busy having another half a dozen sandwiches. You've been mafsik. There's no bracha smucha lechavrata anymore. So the Bnei Yeshua says that in such a situation, this chap, he would begin by saying, Baruch atah Hashem alakirim alakilam, shen chal tolav yiseinu v'chulo. I mean, that's, you wouldn't just begin with Neidah Lecha. As we mentioned, the only reason why you begin Neidah Lecha is because it's smucha lechavrata. In this case, you've been mafsik, and therefore you would have to be pisteach with baruch. Good. It says the Gemara like this. I'm not going to get into the logistics of this too much, for the simple reason that I just don't really chaff it so well. You'll take a look, and I'll explain to you why I don't chaff so well with what the logistics of this Gemara. But we'll get through it on some level, and then, I mean, it could be as a davar pashut. I have to kind of lie down and visualize these things. You'll see what I mean in a minute. Amalei Reish Galusa Lo Sheshes. Said the Reish Galusa to Rav Sheshes. Apo gav de rabbanan kishishi atun, even though you are old rabbanim. Parsoi betzarchis uda bekim in aichu. The parsoyim, they're one up on you. When it comes to inyani seuda, the Persians know how to do it. We know from the Suda Achashverosh, the Persians, they know how to lay on a feast, and the Persians are one up on you. And he explains.
Sorry, from
who?
I'm
assuming it means the indigenous Persians, yeah.
Indigenous Persians.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So he says that they are bekiminach. Bizman shein shtei mitzvah. Now we know, bizman chazal, the way that people would eat is they would recline on their left side on a low bed, and on the left side because shema yakdim kanal leveshet, number one, and also because you people are right-handed, that's where you'd be able to eat with your right hand. So what was done when there's two people dining together? Two people are dining together. You want to be able to speak to one another. Obviously, not b'shas asuda, ein mesichim asuda, but you want to be able to speak. So how do you position the beds, the couches, in order to facilitate a conversation? So says the Reish Galusa in praise of the Persians, b'zman shen shtei mitzvos, gadol mesiv b'roish. So the gadol is mesiv b'roish. Now what does it mean, b'roish? I mean, if right Rashi says, Mesiv b'roish, kolema mesiv tchila. In b'roish, there is no position of roish when you're the first one. It means he is the first one to recline and begin his meal. So you, the gadol, you are invited to recline first. That is the gadol. Now, sheini loy, the deputy, the one who is not as choshev, number two, lemala hamenu, he is above him. Rashi says, mitas hasheini letzad, Mirashesiv Shul Gadol. It's towards the head of the Gadol. Okay, let's just read one more line. Ubizman Shehem Sholosh, and if there's three people dining, Gadol Mesiv Be'emtza, so the middle couch mattress is going to be in the middle. Sheini Lamala, the second one's bed is going to be by the head of the Gadol. And Shlishi Lay Lamata Hemenu. The third one will be Lamata. If you look at Rashi, it's mentioned Shlishi Gadol Mesiv Be'emtza, Sheini Lamala, Shlishi Lay Lamata, Letzad Margoloisav, towards his feet. So again, I'm already kind of like, you know, I'm not very good with directions of these types of things. But so you've got the Gadol who's in the middle, and you've got the Sheini Lay, if the Gadol's head is over here. So it seems to be that the Sheini's mattress is over here, kind of facing or in close proximity to the Merashesav, to the head of the Gadol. And the Shlishi, number three, it's by the Margoloisav, by his feet. So the Reish Galusa says, take a look at the way the Parsayim do it. They know exactly how to do it. This is the way they structure it. It's fantastic. That's what he tells him. So he says to him like this, Amalei, it says of Sheshis, I don't understand. Amalei, v'chi boi ishtauye b'hadei. And mitaritz terutziv yosiv, umishtoi b'hadei. But that doesn't make sense, because if the goggle wants to have a conversation with the fellow over here, so the only way he can do so logistically, remember they're all lying on their left side. So he's lying on his left, in which case his face he's facing over here, and he's lying on his left. So the only way that he's going to be able to have a conversation with him is if he sits up, because otherwise he's not going to be able to see him. So you would need to kind of sit up in order to have a conversation. And therefore there's a flaw, and therefore it makes sense to have this gadol over here on this side, in which case his face is over here, and it would be easier when he's lying down like this to see the fellow on that side, as opposed to the fellow on his left. Yeah? Is it, you follow me? Yeah? 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 Yeah, I think that's what we're saying. But, so, Al-Kaponim, since that was of Sheshis, is tying it to the Reish Galusa. So, logistically, it doesn't make sense. The only way you can have a conversation with guy number two, who is more chasher than guy number three, would be if he sits up. And that's a lack of derech eretz for the hush of a person, and therefore it doesn't make sense. So to which he responds, "Amalei shiny parsoi the machvilei b'machayik." The Persians are well adept in sign language. They know sign language. Rashi says, "B'machayik marin b'yedeim ubetz b'yseim b'remiza." So the gadol who's lying down like this, even though the fellow he wants to have a chat with is to his left, so I guess he'll kind of, you know, go like this, and he's able to do sign language, and this way, he's able to do that, and somehow that's preferable than having the gadol over here. And I guess the reason why is because that's by the margolis hamita, it's by the feet of the bed, and therefore it's perhaps less respectful to have the sheni loy by the margolis hamita, and therefore it's by the roish. But even though he can't speak to him tete-a-tete as such, but he'll do sign language, him will speak to face-to-face, and that's the way they orchestrate it. I think that's more or less kind of what the Gemara is saying. Good. So now, Rashi continues to ask the Reish Galusa, okay, you're telling me you're so impressed with the Persians. We know there's Mayim Rishonim, we wash at the beginning of the meal, we wash at the end of the meal. Quite interesting, the Persians did the same thing. The Persians washed, maybe they did it because of Nikias, as opposed to whatever, the reasons why we do it, and they washed at the end of the meal, presumably also because of the Melech's famous consideration. So he asked the Reish Galusa, how do they do Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim? Meaning to say, let's say you've got 50 people in the banquet, so does the gadol wash first and wait for everyone else to come? Does he wash last so he doesn't have to wait a long time? How do they do it? So, Mayim Rishonim Meheichan Maschilin. From whom do you start? Zamalein Agadol. So, you know what the Persians do? The Gadol washes first. So, Fractal Sheshis, Yeshu Gadol, Yishma Yadav, Adshametlan Kulan. That's not very respectful. The Gadol has to sit there and wait for the Olam to wash their hands to come. And he needs to kind of, you know, watch his hands to ensure that his hands don't become tummy. Remember, he's lying down. Maybe his hands will touch his legs or part of his body, which is usually mechusa. So, Yeshiv Gadol, Yishma Yadav, Ad Shanaitlan Kulan. Amalei Nein, La'alte Maisu Taka Kamei. As soon as the Gadol washes, they immediately bring a table and he begins to eat. And we're going to see that this is what Rav Sheshis says we also do. Rav Sheshis in a moment is going to quote a Braisa, and the Braisa says this is what we do also. Just that Rav Sheshis thought that the Persians didn't do that because he thought that they didn't immediately bring the table, and then he says, no, they do like you also do. They bring the table immediately. Mayim Achronim, Eichan Maschilin. What do they do for Mayim Achronim? Amalei Min HaKatan. The smallest, the least important person washes Mayim Achronim first. So ask if Sheshis, V'gadol Yosef, V'yadav Muzuhamais, Ad Shenetlan Kula, and what the Gadol has to sit there with filthy hands until the cotton washes. So he says, only Loi Misalki Takim Kamei Adinamti Mai L'Gabei. No. the gadol continues to eat, and the table is in front of him, and he's eating the whole time until he's ready to wash, and then they need to remove the table. So let's say they reckon that the gadol is ready to finish his meal in 2-3 minutes, and there's another 25 people there. They'll already start to give everyone else mayim achronim to wash. He's finishing his meal. Doesn't seem to be that it's a lack of etiquette that, you know, people say they don't like to eat alone, or some say they don't like to drink alone, but it doesn't seem to be that it was a lack of etiquette that the gadol is continuing to eat while everyone stopped eating. That the Persians weren't so concerned about. So Al-Kabonim says he's continuing to eat, and they're not misalik the table ad the namti maya legabe. So that's what the Reish Galus explained the anhaga of the Persians. So Amar Lei Rosheshes, Samar Geres, Ano Masnisa Yodana. I know a Braisa. And we do, like it says in the Braisa. The Tanya. Ketzet Seder Seba. What is the Seder for Seba? Bizman Shen Shtei Mitres. If there's two beds, Gadol Meis Bereish, the Sheni Loy Lamata Hemenu. Lamata Hemenu. Meaning to say, back in our example, the Gadol's over here. The Sheni is placed by the Margolis Hamita, by the legs of the meat of the Gadol. So, and I guess because the Braisa understands that it's more respectful to be able to have a conversation when you're speaking to someone face to face, and we don't do the sign language, so it's more appropriate to have a conversation face to face, and therefore that's what we do. If the Shtei Mitas Gadol Meis Bereish V'Sheni Lamata Hemenu, if it's mentioned Shalosh Mitas Gadol Meis Bereish V'Sheni Lamala Hemenu, here we say it switches and the Sheni now goes to his left, Lamala Hemenu, Shlishi Loi Lamata Hemenu, and Rashi says over here, if you look at Rashi about 15 lines in the bottom, Ubizman Shehim Gimel Sheni Loi Lamala Hemenu, why the change? Imba Lestaper Mesaprim Shlishi Loi, if he wants to speak, he can shmooze with the Shlishi. Imba Lestaprim Asheni Loi Toiv hu she yiskaif va'al yashpel as a sheni loy lifnei katan mimenu she yehu lamata v'katan mimenu lamala hemenu. So again, based on the logistics, it's when now that there's a third person there, it's preferable to have the sheni lamala and the shlishi lamata, and that is the way that we do things as per the Braisa. What do we do with Mayim Rishenim and Mayim Achreinim? So Mayim Rishenim Maschilim in a Gadol. You begin from the Gadol, and as soon as he washes, you bring the table. Mayim Achreinim, so we say the following. Now, in a sense, we want to be, we just finished the Baizah, in a sense, we want to be Mechabed, the person with Mayim Achreinim. We want to be Mechabed, the Gadol, with Mayim Achreinim. At the same time, we don't want him to have to sit there and wait a long time. So we do like this. Mayim Achreinim bizman shehem, hey, if there's a maximum of 5 people, maschilim min hagadol, he washes first. You know, by the time he finishes, within a few seconds, everyone's washed. Now, bizman shehem meya, which Rashi says is lav dafka, and even it basically means once there's more than 5, even if it's 10 and so on, but once there's more people, and it would cause the gadol to have to wait a significant amount of time, so then we say, maskrim and a cotton. So let's say there's 100 people. So you start with the cotton, and loads of people wash, ad shemagiyim eitzel hay, until there's 5 people left, and 1 of the 5 is the gadol. Then what do you do? Chayizrin a maskrim and a gadol. Now that there's 5 left, now you're mechabed the gadol to wash before the other 4 people. That's what you do. So the one who they are ultimately being mechabed to do mayim achreinim is going to be the one who's going to bench. So we say l'sham bracha chizeres. Says the Gemara misayel leila rav de amrav chia bar ashi amar rav kol hanekel yadav v'achreina. So the one who washes his hands, if you look at Rashi, Hanekel Yadav Bachrein Tchila, Oisei Shnekel Betchila Achamisha achrenim, in the one who washes first out of the last five, kere tchila b'achrenim. He's called the tchila b'achrenim. So, kol anetel yadav b'achrenim tchila of the last group. He's the first. He is mezuman lebracha. Right. So, we've been speaking about etiquette and derech eretz, and who you mechabit first, and what the Persians do, and what the Brisa says you do. So the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Rav of Reb Chia, Havi Yasri Besudasa Kamid Rebbe. We know that Rav and Reb Chia were Tamidim of Rebbe. And, Amalei Rebbe Lerav, Kuma Mashi Yodich. So Rebbe told Rav, go wash your hands. So Chazyei, the Kamirsis. So Reb Chia saw that Rav was nervous. He thought that Rebbe was telling him, you know, your hands are filthy, wash your hands. Or he thought that perhaps Rebbe was being meramis to him, you know, you've eaten enough already, stop eating. It's time to wash my machrenim, it's time to bench. So he got very nervous that Rebbe told him, wash your hands. So Amalei, so Reb Chia told him, Apachsei, Ben Gedolim. He said, Nein, Ayein bebirkas mezena ka'amalacha. All he means to tell you is he's being mechabed you with benching, so he wants you to kind of get prepared, get ready, gather your thoughts, in that you are going to be the one to be the mezamen to lead the benching. Tan Rabban, Ein mechabdin loy bedrachim, v'loy begisharim, v'loy biyadayim mezuamais. So even though we've mentioned that it's appropriate to be mechabed, but there are times when one need not be mechabed. If it's a derech, if it's a gesher, or if your hands are filthy. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ein mechabdin leimar, heyeyat koidem, you go first. Le bedrach melchid racham leimar legod lehemenu leich mefonai. The le biyadayim zuama says Rashi, benetilas mayim achreinim. So Rashi doesn't tell us why. Rashi doesn't tell us why you're not mechabed bidrachim or begisharim. So some say that the idea is because there's an element of sakana. Meaning if you're going on a journey, we know, kol hadrachim becheskes misukanim heim. Anytime a person is baderech, and then a person is b'makim sakana, as is mudgash in Parsha Zachar. It says the word baderech. Twice we came baderech when we were very vulnerable. Shmuel said, right? Shmuel said to Shaul, "Pakadati, eisa she'asa l'chamalik baderech." It's always baderech. They come to attack us when we are vulnerable. When you're in a derech, stam drachim b'cheskes misukanim, both physically and spiritually, as we know. So if a person is baderech and you're going to stop because you see 20 meters behind you, 50 meters behind you, your Rebbe, and you're going to stop, and you're going to wait for your Rebbe to come, because you want to be mechabed them, because it's not nice that I'm in front of them, so there's a potential danger. And the same is true when it comes to crossing a bridge. Crossing a bridge, there's a potential danger. Another Gemara says that a gesher is a time when a person is nivdak. The Gemara says in Shabbos, we know that we see in B'mem Adlikin, right, b'shas leida, when a woman gives birth, so if she's not careful in nida chala and adlakas haner, so then rachman litzlan b'shas leida, that's a zman where that event is a bedika for a woman, and chalila a woman can die. The Gemara says, and what about a man? When does shemayim, so to speak, check out a man? When he crosses a bridge. That's also considered to be a sakana. You're crossing a rickety bridge, and you see 20 meters behind you, your Rebbe, so you stop and you wait for other people to come. There's also an element of danger. When there's an element of danger, it's not a time for to be mechabit. Well, look, we say, on the one hand, we say, Shem and Mitzvah, Yidah Davar Ra, on the one hand. On the other hand, if it's Shchich Hezekah, the Gemara says, then we do say it's dangerous. And Yodayim is the Amais. Imagine, if you will, a person's got good, strong melech stainless on his hands. I mean, he needs to wait, you know, for his rabbit to wash. Chas Hashem, there's a concern that he might end up touching his eyes in the meantime. So there's an element of sakana. If you look at the bottom Tosfos, Tosfos says, Eid mechabdin v'imtema ha'amrinin b'shabbos v'perek b'meh b'hema levi b'rivhuna b'archi ha'vi ka'azli b'orcha. They were going on a journey. Kadma hamri the Rav Huna, hamri the Levi. So the donkey of Rav Huna promptly overtook the donkey of Levi. Boy Rav Huna lapuki midai to the Levi, and there was the din as to kind of what's pshat, you know, and he was makpid to them that he went in front of him. Alma mechabdin bedrochim. So from cases you do see that the protocol is that you are mechabed baderech. Then you set forth together, okay, you left together, then it's appropriate. Which is quite interesting because the implication of Tosfos is two people are coming from different directions and they happen to chance upon each other. And now they're neck and neck. You still aren't mechabed one to go in front of you. Even though I wouldn't have thought there's any element of sakana to slow down, but the very fact that you were not yotze tchila, you don't need to be mechabed. It seems a little bit strange. I mean, at kama that if you'd go out together at the same time, it's wholly appropriate to allow your rebbe to go first. So, you know, you happen to bump into Reb Chaim Kanievsky, but you came from different places. I'm going to go ahead of you if you don't mind. I mean, why would we say that? I don't know why we. What's the svara to say that because we didn't set out initially together, but now that we're together, I don't need to be mechabed. I'm not sure exactly why. Good. Says the Gemara like this. Good. Very interesting story. Says the Gemara. Rovin va Abaya havi ka'azli b'orcha. They were traveling together. Abaya was the Rosh Hashiva. Rovin was not. Kadmei Hamre de Ravin Ladabaya. And Ravin's Hamar overtook Abaya. Vulayomerle, and Ravin didn't say, Nazel Mar, the Rabbi, you should go first, the Rosh Hashiva. So Amas, Abaya said, according to the Ben Yali, he said this out loud so that Ravin could hear. Ama, you know what? Midasolik Haimer Abonami Marava, Gasle Daite. I see this Ravin ever since he's gone to Eretz Yisrael. He came back as a shtikla bal gaiva, and he feels that he can go ahead of me. Now, kimata lepischa, the beiknishka, when they got to the entrance of the shul, amalei, Ravin turned to Abai and said, Neil mar, the rabbi should go in first. Amalei, nu va'ad hashta, lav mar ano, and up until now, I'm not the Rosh Hashiva, why only now are you waking up to be mechabed me? Amalei, achi am Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, you're only mechabed if there are actual psachim. If there's no psachim, there's no kippah. We've been on a derech up until now. The Mefarshim ask, why did Ravin need to defend himself from a maimer of Rabbi Yochanan? We had a braisa. The braisa said, "Ein mechabdin lebedrachim." Staff went on coming to a maimer from Rabbi Yochanan. We had a braisa. The braisa said, "Ein mechabdin lebedrachim." Why come on to Rabbi Yochanan? We'll leave that now for a moment. Al-Kapanim, he said that the reason why is because we've been traveling. Some say that the Piskei Arid says that the reason why Abaya still had a tine is because you're right. Even though we're traveling, so you're not formally obligated to be Mechabed, but still a Derech Eretz, still a nice thing to do. And I noticed that since you've gone to Eretz Yisrael, you're acting differently, and that's still an inappropriate gisha towards your Rebbe, and that is inappropriate. Al-Kapanim, the Gemara now is just coming to explain this statement that you're only mechabed by a Pesach which has a mezuzah. Frag the Gemara, this the mezuzah in less mezuzah loy. Alamat the beis haknesses the beis hamedrash the less bohu mezuzah. There's no obligation to fix a mezuzah in a beis knesses. Achanami that you would not tell the Rosh Hashiva to go into the beis haknesses the beis hamedrash first. So Elaima the Pesach. It's a din in a Pesach. It's got to be a Pesach. Haro yila mezuzah. The Rashbam says that the chivas hakibud tolerate the Pesach. It's quite a fascinating thing to think about. what that means. It's a din in Pesach. If there is an opening, an entrance, that is the Mechayev of Kibbutz. Let's just see if we can get to the two dots quickly. I'm review the braid of Shmuel by Shilas Mishmei the Rav. Ein, I'm assuming Rishem Lechol Klum Ad Sheyitim HaBeitzeya. Meaning if someone is the Beitzeya and he is distributing the Challah, no one is allowed to eat until he eats first. So Yasser Rosaf and Zuk Amar Litoim Itmar. Don't say the word Ein HaMesibim Rishem Lechol. Say Ein HaMesibim Rishem Litoim. Says the Gemara, what's the Nafkamina? My nafkamina. It means you're not allowed to eat, not allowed to taste. You can't eat. That's the bottom line. So now, shechayiv adam lemar b'loshin rabbi. A person should always be careful to say over the shtickel Torah in the same wording that the rabbi used to say. Ten rabbanim. Shnayim amtinim zel zeh bekar. If you have two people eating together, two people are having a portion of chips. So they're sharing a portion of chips. There is a plate with chips. One person stops to have a drink, to take a break. Derech Eretz is Mechayiv. Stop pressing on the chips. Wait. It's not nice that you should continue to eat. You should wait for the other person. One does not need to wait. The two don't need to wait for the one who is taking a pause. Habitzeya, the one who is breaking open the challah, cutting the challah, who peshit yadei tchila. He is the one who takes the first portion first. The im, so that he cuts it up, he actually gets to take first. Then bo, lachli covered the rabbi, and the mishnah got lemenu arshus biyoder. Obviously, if he wants, he is allowed to be mechabit someone first. Rabbi Barachana, abi asak le lebrei bar bei Rav Shmuel bar Rav Ketina. So Rabbi Barachana made a shidduch for his son with the daughter of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Ketina. Kadami asif. So they were sitting down at the Suda, and the minhag was, like we have nowadays at the Chasim, he says Hamaitzi and so on, the Kamasin Lelebre, so he was teaching his son some of the halachas, which are relevant to a Suda. And he said, Eina beitzeh rashoi livtzaya, ad sheyichla omein mipia einem. You need to make sure that before you cut into the hala, everyone has said omein. It's sufficient that the majority of people have said Amen. But if there's a few Hevra who are saying Amen, Azal Langa Amen, you don't need to wait for the people who take a long time to say Amen. Amen later, Amen Bahamah. Maishna. Oh, that's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara says, Maishna Rubida Kati Likalya Bracha. What's the reason why you're saying you should wait for Rayiv? Because the Bracha is incomplete until people have responded Amen, or you're being Maitzi. So by the same token, miyutinami lekalya bracha. So you should also have to wait for the miyut. Amalei shani arimer. I say kol ha'ina amen yosemidai ene ella toya. If you say a very long amen, as Tezer says over here, lefisha ene kriyas hateva kimashma kishumarich yosemidai. You say amen like that. You don't hear the word clearly anymore. And therefore, you don't need to be mischashe for those people who take a long time to say Amen.